We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartEight.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, September 6th. The 41st episode of a celestial series plays out tomorrow, a total lunar eclipse. It'll be visible around much of the world, but not the Americas. Every eclipse belongs to a series called Aceros. The eclipses in Aceros are separated by 18 years plus 11 and a third days. If we could watch all the eclipses in this cycle play out, we'd see the moon pass through Earth's shadow from top to bottom or bottom to top. So the moon barely dips its toe in the shadow at the beginning and end of the sequence. But it's fully immersed during the middle of the cycle, creating total eclipses. And because of that extra third of a day in the cycle, each eclipse occurs a third of the way around the world from the previous one. This eclipse is part of Ceros 128. The cycle began in 1304 and will end in 2566, 71 eclipses in all. Most of Asia and Australia will see this entire eclipse from beginning to end. And most of the rest of the world will see at least part of it. Totality, when the moon is completely immersed in the shadow, will last for an hour and 22 minutes. But the eclipse occurs during the middle of the day for those of us in the United States, so we won't see any of it. What we will see the next couple of nights, though, is a beautiful full moon, the fruit moon or green corn moon, completely free of Earth's dark shadow. You can find more about eclipses in Stardate magazine, details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.